You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Ben Tema suggests to us that we have to be special characters such as tiger, lion, and what else?
Eagle.
What else?
Deer.
Oh, you know the Mishnah. Very nice. So here, his expectation is that the same way that the lion does not attend a gym to become strong or take... What do people take to become healthy?
Vitamins.
Multivitamins and other things. So he expects from us to be naturally these characters, that you don't need to think twice about it. So in Parashat Vayechi, actually, Shalom did mention that his children, they will follow these natural characters, such as Yehuda, is resembled to a lion, and Yisachar, as a donkey. And what is the quality of a donkey?
Strong.
It's very strong. Yeah. So what does that show?
You never give up on the load.
He's not picky about the load.
Yes.
He's not picky about the load because he doesn't really know what is put on him. So that means we are selective. Some things we accept in life and some things we don't want to accept. So but here we see that the attitude of a good Yehudi should be they should not be picky about the loads, pressures, anything, no welcome. And there's another nice quality about the donkey, and that is?
Strong bone.
We covered that. What else?
Peel.
Sorry?
Peel. And he ignore everything.
It's included. What else? I'm sorry? What do you know about donkey?
When he wants to get dressed, he doesn't put the load down.
Ah, Chazak Baruch, beautiful. So here, one of the beautiful characters that donkey has, that when he rests, his load still remains on his back. And this is an unbelievable quality that the donkey has. So that means he doesn't mind. At the same time that he's carrying his load, he takes a nap, he rests. But how could it be such a thing? How can you do both things at the same time? How could it be such a thing?
He takes it so easily, the load, that it's like it doesn't hang on.
So now here we learn that sometimes people feel that when there's a pain, so obviously you cannot be in peace, you cannot rest, you cannot smile, you cannot be happy, you cannot eat. But here we see a very important lesson, and that is pain and rest do not contradict.
So in mind, you get pain is rest.
Yeah, so that means actually is a, what is it? Sadev. The load actually, it makes it possible for him to rest. So as Yaakov Avinu gave him the blessing, Rovetz al Mishpetayim. So that means the place and the condition should not prevent you to be in peace and to be happy. And this is just a dilemma that people have, that they only can rest if there's no pain. You can rest if there's no stress. And that's why people run away. What is it called?
Vacation.
And it's very interesting that they take the problems with them in the airplane.
And they came
And then they come back with more problems because they have to pay their credit cards and all of these things. And here we see, no, there's no such a thing. And it's a very interesting point that in Hebrew, besimcha is the same otiyot as machshava. How could be such a thing? That means in a state of happiness is only how your mind is trained to be happy. The place, the condition has nothing to do with it. So here is a beautiful quality that we learn from
donkey.
From donkey. Hashem is like.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.